Happy holidays. Welcome back to the show, Community Connection. Bill Davis here, your host. Always pleased when, when the busy holidays come around that you make us a part of your weekend at KGMI.com, also 96.5 FM. And FM. Oh, yeah, I forgot. 790 AM, the old-fashioned AM dial. My good friend, Marcia Neal, senior agent at Vibrant USA, here with me today. She's been with Vibrant USA since about 2005. Obviously, she's up to date on the latest Medicare and individual insurance. First thing, before we go anywhere else, do you have an AM radio in your car? Do you listen to 790, or do you do it all online?
Oh, no, I actually listen when I'm driving around.
Yeah, an actual AM radio.
Yeah.
Does it have like push buttons on it? your favorite station?
My radio goes right to AM. It's good.
I got you. Anyway, good seeing you. How you been?
I've been good.
Okay.
Yeah.
Last time you were in here, you were kind of busy. You know, you were right in the middle of the Medicare enrollment period. You ready to sit back and maybe play a hand of gin rummy, take a break?
Wouldn't that be fun?
Yeah.
You know, it's been a very busy season, and we at Vibrant USA really want to thank our clients for their willingness to work virtually again this year. I know for some folks this was a little more challenging than getting together in person, and we are hoping next year we can return to having those face-to-face meetings some of our clients really prefer.
Well, so, usually you and I talk about TV advertising and the fact that I want to see, there was a new guy, I'm talking about Joe Montana and Fraser Crane and Joe Namath and Captain Kirk, and I saw George Foreman. George Foreman's on there. Is all this stuff finally going to go away pretty soon?
I'm not sure.
Okay.
Although the Medicare annual enrollment period ends on December 7th, folks may still have an opportunity to make a change. Medicare has another enrollment period called the Medicare Advantage Open Enrollment Period. There is not supposed to be any advertising during this time, but it does give folks on a Medicare Advantage plan who maybe were sick, changed into a plan their doctor didn't accept, they get one more opportunity to make a change.
Okay, so if somebody is going to miss the deadline, which comes up next week, if they miss that deadline, they still might be able to take care of that after the 1st.
Yes. Exactly. So this period, which runs from January 1st to March 31st, only applies to folks in Medicare Advantage plans. They have one opportunity to change to a different Medicare Advantage plan, or they can drop their Medicare Advantage plan and go back to original Medicare and pick up a supplement and a Part D drug plan if they want to and qualify. And just a note about enrollment periods, if someone qualifies for low-income subsidy or what we call extra help with their prescriptions or are on Medicare and Medicaid, they can change plans once every quarter. So they should let us know if that's them, and we can assist them throughout the year.
Well, okay, so everybody's listening. I'm going to tell you right now, if you miss a deadline or if you're thinking of missing a deadline, you're on the clock, so you got to be careful. Is it really that important to do a review of all this?
Plans change every year, and this year, the overwhelming amount of advertising has really caused a lot of confusion. Mm-hmm. So I think it is important to review your current coverage and make sure it still meets your needs. The premium, medications covered, the network of doctors, your benefits, they could all change. You want to make sure you're in the plan that best fits your needs for 2022. Having one more opportunity to change your plan between January 1st and March 31st can be a game changer for folks.
Okay, so I got it. All right, I got it now. That's all for the Medicare plans. Bye-bye in the car. Go put them in my rearview mirror. But now, before we went on the air, you told me, there's another deadline coming up, right? Is it individual open enrollment?
Yes. So the deadline is December 15th. Okay. If you want to add, drop, or change your individual and family plan for January 1st effective date, some folks with individual plans will automatically be rolled over into the new year on their current coverage, but not all. The Washington Health Plan Finder may require you update your account information, and if you fail to do so by December 15th, they could cancel your coverage for December 31st.
I'm standing here on bended knee asking you, possibly, is there just a little bit, because we're dealing with so many deadlines, my head's about ready to explode. Is there any kind of wiggle room if they miss it?
There is. So our state is allowing folks to make a change between December 16th and January 15th. But the change would not be effective until February 1st. And I want to remind folks, if they change their insurance plan during this period, any out-of-pocket costs they may incur in January would not transfer to their new plan's out-of-pocket maximum, meaning they would start at zero for the new plan in February.
Hang on, I can't write that fast. I'm trying to take copious notes here. So you're saying basically don't delay, get in touch with you guys and make sure you're on the right plan, right?
Definitely. Yeah. Just give us a call at 866-733-5111, or you can contact us through our website at vibrantusa.com, or even find us on Facebook.
Facebook. Do you post any videos there?
I don't, but
everybody's having fun with Facebook these days, especially during the holidays. Now, I know a lot of folks who are listening to us might be retiring coming up, first of the year on 2022. What about those folks new to Medicare? What are you doing? Are you still doing seminars?
Yes.
Okay.
So we are still offering our free educational online live seminars twice a month, one at 10 a.m. and one at 5:30 p.m. These seminars are a great way to learn the basics of Medicare. Or you talk about videos, we are offering, we post them on our website, the informational videos on the basics of Medicare. So our website, again, is at www.vibrantusa.com. To find out the dates of our seminars and when they're being held, or to visit with one of our local agents by phone or video chat, call us directly at that 1-866-733-5111 number, or visit our website. And again, you could reach out to us on Facebook.
Yeah, easy. Well, you talk about Facebook. Here's what I like about it: that you guys are giving information that people need instead of posting a picture of like what you had for dinner last night, which is what everybody else does. But I love the fact that you got great information there. All right, so pretty soon. Let's see, George Foreman, Captain Kirk, Joe Montana, all those people are going to be off my TV.
You would think so, I think some rules change. So for agents, they're not allowed to call you and say, hey, it's January, give us a call, you can change your plan.
Right.
But for some reason, it seems like these ads keep running, and we don't understand as agents why that's being allowed, but it's confusing, and a lot of folks have called on them and actually called them and even been more confused. So, so this year, I've talked to just about every client asked me about it.
And that's why you guys are here, to get us through the confusion of that, right?
Exactly. I think it's just for peace of mind, people should give us a call.
Yeah, absolutely. It is always a pleasure chatting with you. Thank you so much for answering all of my silly questions about this stuff. But you weave us through the confusing maze of all of these things about open enrollment and Medicare and everything else. I always have a great time when you come in and chat with us. And happy holidays.
Oh, you too. Thanks, Bill.